5 during the lesson.
Many of us would like to know what is written in the study of the Ten Sefirot, the plan of creation, the essence of creation, the whole network of creation, which is explained in the study of the Ten Sefirot. However, our problem is that in this study, we should not relate to these things corporeally, that we shouldn't think that this is a system that we should relate to as to some machine, but rather that it is happening inside of us. If we take care of ourselves, if we achieve the quality of bestow, then this is what we need to attain. And therefore, the whole of the study in the Ten Sefirot, the study of the Ten Sefirot, is in order to awaken our inner system so that it would start to show us its actions. And then we will start to influence it, and it influences us, and this way we will advance onward until we will discover its inner force called the Creator. This is why there is fear here. And many Kabbalists write about it, also Rabash and Baal HaSulam, in many places, that we will not make these things corporeal, that we will not think that it exists as some kind of a system of an engine or some electrical mechanism or a computer or something. It all exists inside of men only. And inside of men, between the forces of bestowal and reception, this is how this entire system is exists and establishes everything, and it works. Therefore, when we read the study of the Ten Sefirot, we must always translate all of these words into the language of our inner emotions. Otherwise, we will be studying wisdom and not Torah. And ultimately, we will find out that we are very far from the purpose, from the goal. So, with the hope that we are not going to make these things corporeal, as we read in many places, let's start our lesson.
So, Tess, part 1, item 5, of the Ari's words. The reason was that since Or and Sof was completely even, it had to have restricted itself evenly on all sides and not restrict itself on one side more than the others. Again, the reason was that since Or and Sof was completely even, it had to have restricted itself evenly on all sides and not restrict itself on one side more than others. It is known in the wisdom of geometry that there is none so even an image as the image of the igul, circle. However, this is not the case with the meruba, the rectangle, with the bulging perpendicular angle and the meshulash triangle, and all the other images. For that reason, the Tzimtzum had to have the form of a circle.
Again,
because Or and Sof was even, the Tzimtzum too was even. This is the meaning of the Igul, the circle. The reason was that since Or and Sof was completely even, it had to have restricted itself evenly on all sides and not restrict itself on one side more than the others. It is known in the wisdom of geometry that there is none so even an image as the image of a circle. However, this is not the case with the square, with the prominent perpendicular angle and the triangle as well, and all the other images. For that reason, the Tzimtzum restriction had to have the form of a circle.
There's something down below.
עוד שין מתייחסת לבתמונת מרובה בעל זווית.
Item 300.
300.
אם היה שם הבחן מעלה ומטה, ימין ושמאל,
if there had been a differentiation of up and down, right and left there, it would appear in the image of a square, which contains these four sides, being the four names of these בחינות, these discernments. However, it was not so. But in the form of a circle, which does not contain these discernments.
This means that the will to receive that the Creator had created, it was filled with the light of Ein Sof evenly, each time according to the desire. Therefore, there was no difference between the Kli of Ein Sof and the fulfillment of Ein Sof. Rather, everything was according to their desire. Therefore, when there was a Tzimtzum restriction, the restriction was also according to each and every desire. And this is why, just as the fulfillment was in a circle, meaning according to the desire of each and everything, in each and every place that it was, this is how the restriction operated, according to each and every desire that was in the circle. And therefore the light departed as it used to fill up the desire evenly according to the desire. So it also departed from all of the desires, and an empty, vacant space remained, which again was either filled with the light of Ein Sof or empty from the entire Ein Sof, and it was in the form. PT 19.
So left, right, up, down. So we don't have a merubah square, only a circle. That's what he says here in general. So what is all this about the up, right, bottom, left, etc.?
I said it already. I guess you're not listening. I said already, there are all kinds of relations between the light and the Kli. Here, the relation between the light and the Kli is that none of them limits the other. The light does not pressure the Kli, and the Kli does not limit the light, and therefore the relation between them is called a circle, igul. Whereas, in all of the other forms that we will reach, there are all kinds of relations between the light and the Kli, where they would be as a triangle, as a square, and others.
Why is the shape important?
The relation between the light and the Kli. Are you listening? Listen to the words. Anyone else? However, do not fantasize anything. That is the most important. Whatever we study, this is what we're studying, and that's it. All kinds of other things will come, and you will see that many more things will come, will be revealed instead of the circle, and all kinds of lights and all kinds of vessels. It will be really something terrible. So don't you add up yourselves through your own fantasies. That is not good. Later on, it becomes very difficult to get.
Again, from Ein Sof, extended a kav. A kav extended from Ein Sof into the halal. After the above tzimtzum, there remained a place of halal space, vacant, empty, avir, air, in the middle of that Ein Sof. Then there was a place for the Ne'etzalim, the emanated beings, and the Nivraim, the created beings, the Yetzurim, the creatures, and the Na'asim, the formed or made. Then one Kav Yashar, straight line, extended from O and Sof, from his O Agol, circular light, from above downwards, and hung down, cascaded down into that space. So item one below, relating to the vacant space remained.
That is, following the Tzimtzum, the restricted, the light restricted, it departed from the circle, then it comes back into the circle, but in the form of a line, Kav. And it passes from outside of the circle all the way into the middle of the circle. And then along the way, it builds all of the Olamot, the worlds and the created beings and everything there is. It is all inside of that circle that it created, the desire, that is. And inside of this desire, the light establishes all of the forms of the created beings. The still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, all of these forms. Yes?
Item 1 below, referring to then the vacant space remained. Do not be misled into thinking that the restriction of the light or from the middle point caused any changes in Ein Sof. There is no change and absence in spirituality, and all the more so in such a sublime place. Rather, the above Tzimtzum became a new essence in addition to Ein Sof. Thus, Ein Sof remained in its entire simple unity as before the restriction, as He is one and His name one. The restriction on the middle point is perceived as a new world that came out, from which the light departed, leaving an empty space, as we've explained above. It is in the place of that space that all the worlds were emanated.
A few forms here. We have the initial form, where the light builds the Kli, these four phases, and it fills them according to whatever it builds. That's one thing. Second, that the light restricts itself, and it departs from the Kli, and then the Kli remains empty. And the current form, when the light comes back, but it comes back already inside of a line. What this is, we need to study, but it's not that the previous forms disappear, rather each and everything remains. It remains. It is prescribed, registered, it remains in memory, whichever way you want to depict it. However, a new form also appears. Belarus.
Rab, вопросы десятки. Что такое пространство? Спасибо.
A question from the 10. What is the space?
It's still unknown, but halal, space, usually means an empty desire, an empty desire.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. Mi pregunta es la siguiente.
Thank you, Rab. The question is,
¿alguna relación el Tzimtzum con la anulación?
Is there a connection between restriction and annulment?
Friends, you're asking questions that we're not studying yet. Write down these questions on the side. These are good questions. However, I don't want, through my answers, to confuse people, the people who are not asking. Therefore, if you have a question, write it down on the side. Later on, ask. I'm sure that you'll get an answer in a few pages for all of these things. But from here on, to start spreading in all directions, that I can't do. Try to study the way we study. Whatever is written, this is all that we are studying. because all the rest, we will get it along the way. Don't you worry. Kabbalists want to tell us everything. However, they know with which gradation they need to do it. We will receive all of the materials. Rehovot.
Доброе утро. После сокращения осталось место,
пространство
и пустой воздух.
After the restriction, there was a vacant space and empty air that remained. Does it mean that in Darga 4, the fourth degree, there is the light of Hasadim?
But he doesn't write about it, therefore I will not answer. Friends, you don't understand what I'm demanding of you. Study what it says. Because you are taking something that you know or remember from all kinds of other places, then you end up with one mistake upon another. And I would like us to study from the beginning, starting with a clean slate. From that, we will truly have a correct and good relation to the study, and we will demand a reforming light and not wisdom. If you will not study properly, I will stop teaching tests, because I want us to come closer to the Creator through it, not fill our mind with all kinds of pieces of knowledge that have nothing to do with spirituality. Do you understand that or not? So, whatever it says, ask about that.
New York 2.
Thank you, Rav. He writes, the above tzimtzum became a new essence. What is a new essence?
The restriction, tzimtzum, became a new essence because now there is an empty space. And that did not exist before. When there was a desire, the desire was full, and then it emptied. And then the desire that was full and became empty, this is a new essence. PT 20.
В чем отличается линия, по которой возвращается свет, от того света, который сократился?
What is the difference between the line through which the light returns and the light that was restricted?
PT 27.
How can we describe this important principle that keeps repeating in the wisdom, where a new form is added without annulling the previous form?
It is added to the previous form. We have all kinds of forms as we study and what I'm studying today is added to what I had yesterday, etc. Because the kli starts becoming more complex. More and more new discernments are added to it, new desires. And we become formed through these additional desires. Therefore, I'm capable of studying. 3.
Sí, Rav, ¿hay algo más que nos quiera dar aquí el Rav, iba a decir, la Sulama, aparte del hecho de que no hay cambios en la luz?
Is there anything else that Baal Sulam wants to relay to us here, other than the fact that there's no change in the light and all the changes are in the created being?
Oh, there are many repercussions to that. There's no change in the light. This means, well, what is the quality of the light? To bestow, to give, to love, to fulfill. And all of the changes, all of the responses are only in the kli. As much as the kli can receive the light, adapt itself to the light, that is after the restriction, and accordingly, all of the changes are in the kelim, the vessels. Therefore, it says that the light is in absolute rest. The thought of creation, the Creator's desire to benefit His creations, that never changes. All of the changes, the renewals, the innovations are only in the created beings. Tel Aviv 2.
Thank you, Rav. So, what actually differentiates the light and the vessel? What's the point between them that differentiates?
Desire. the desire of the light is to bestow, the desire of the Kli is to receive. North 2, Tzafon 2.
Complete rest.
We didn't hear the beginning. Please repeat it.
What is the state of complete rest?
Complete rest, meaning that there is no change in the desire. Because the upper light is in absolute rest, it constantly only wants to bestow, to fulfill, to give. Therefore, there is no change in it. It is in absolute love, complete love. This is the upper, the desire of the upper one. Therefore, the Creator is constant. He exists. He is limitless, perfect. He doesn't change. All of the changes are in the Kli, according to how much the desire in the Kli changes.
What Baal Sulam shows us, explains to us here, is that it's possible to speak of the light and possible to speak from the side of the vessel? Or?
Yes. Well, in truth, we also speak about the light through the Kli, because we have no feeling of what light is. The impression in the Kli, when something fills it up, this is what we call light.
So what's the difference between what existed up to the restriction where now he...
Well, the impression in the Kli, a Kabbalist is also just a Kli. He cannot write to you about it in any other way. He cannot write to you in any other way. He writes to you out of what he attains, and he attains like any created being, from the side of his Kli.
And the vessel attains light?
Yes, of course. Who else attains the light?
Or is it only the changes in the vessels?
No. Forget about your philosophies. Changes, no changes. I don't want to get into that. So, take away your question mark, the Chobot.
You told us in the past regarding the study that we should focus on the connection and our feelings. So I'm succeeding with the first part, but not the second. How to feel?
To feel, this will come. The most important is that we're coming together to study in the 10, and we want to connect with what we're studying and to feel what we're studying. Not to understand it, but to feel it. And through the emotion, we will then start understanding what is it that the Creator wants to pass on to us through the desires, not through the brain. This is the problem. This is why I get so upset with those who said, you know, let's study tests, because they were thinking about studying, knowing. Knowing means to feel. As it says, and a man knew Eve, to attain. That's the most important.
Question from R10. If we understood right, light is in serenity, so it works for only the development of Kli.
Complete rest from the side of the light, that means that it constantly wants to fill the vessel and he doesn't change his ways. That's the meaning of being in complete rest. The fact that it doesn't alter, change its actions, but by that action, he's constantly pressuring the vessel. It's not complete rest as we know it, where I just don't do anything like this. No. I'm constantly searching for ways to fill the vessel with the same thought, the same desire, the same intention. I don't change it. That's why it is said that I am at rest. There's no changes with respect to how the light relates to the created being, and so it is said to be at rest. But to the extent that the created being allows the light to enter to fill it, the light immediately does it. And also that, it doesn't mean that it stops resting, this is also considered to be rest because he continues following his singular purpose, which is to fill the created being. Ita 4.
Rab, buongiorno. Rab, voglio farti una domanda sul comprendere, cioè sul sentire al posto del comprendere.
Rab, I'd like to ask you a question about the feeling instead of understanding. This creates a problem with our egoistic nature. It lowers our attention. How can we replace the fulfillment of our beast with a spiritual fulfillment?
You all think only about the feeling, right? How to feel what we're studying. Not to understand, but rather how to feel it. That's what it's all about. That is called the study of the Torah, instead of studying, learning knowledge. One who wants to feel, developing his will, the will, right? In order to feel what he learns. And with that, to feel where this learning comes from him, from the Creator, then he becomes a Kabbalist, developing his will and not his intellect. And if instead of that we develop our intellect, we finish, we are over with our spiritual development, we rather become scientists, scholars, and so on. And that's a huge difference between the wisdom of Kabbalah and other wisdoms. He writes there that the wisdom of Kabbalah does not require intelligence or excellence. Anyone who corrects his heart, then all the wisdom is in his heart. Continue, Gilad.
We're continuing with according to the above. According to the above, you can thoroughly understand that the upper light does not stop shining to the emanated beings even for a moment.
So again, the Creator is always advancing in the same direction.
It is not subject to change or incident, but rather it is in complete rest. The whole issue of the restriction and the aforementioned departure of the light regard only to the influence or the impression of the kli and its reception, meaning the middle point.
Meaning that from the Creator, the source of the infinite light always shines. If it can enter by way of a line, then by way of a line, a different form, then a different form. But he wants to give all of the ends of all of the infinity always to the Kli, to the will.
In other words, although the upper light does not stop shining, the Kli did not receive any of its illumination because it diminished itself. That is, it diminished its will to receive, so as not to receive in its b'china dalet, fourth phase, being the middle point, but only in its three preceding b'chinot, discernments, whose will to receive is frailer, and where the will to bestow dominates. Thus, the upper light was not affected by the restriction and did not change its way. Just as it illuminated in Ein Sof, so it illuminated during the restriction and after the restriction and in all of the worlds, the Olamot, even in the world of Asiya. It did not stop shining for a minute. However, but it is the Kelim that make all those changes. For they only receive according to their measure, being the measure of the will to receive.
Meaning that we had the will to receive, which the Creator created in a rounded form, meaning a completed form, and the Creator filled this will to receive with all the light, all of the abundance, all of his love. And this will to receive, after feeling how the Creator wants to bestow upon it, love it, it's restricted. We'll later learn why. For now, we only learn the actions, right? Not the reasons for them. And then as a result of the will to receive, feeling that the Creator relates to it in a way that's boundless, unlimited, he felt that it cannot accept this, receive it. This was felt in Bchina Daled, the fourth discernment, where it feels its will to receive most strongly. And then the light departed from the rest of the discernments, all the rest of the desires, and an empty, vacant space was created. Instead of the will to receive, it, well, just became vacant space. And then that light entered, but in the form of a line, going through all of that space till reaching the center of it. But it doesn't fill the last discernment, the fourth discernment, because there you have the will to receive, the feeling of difference from the bestower, but only the previous degrees, meaning that the created being feels what the Creator wants to give to him, and he feels how opposite it is to itself, to himself, and does not receive. Sees it, but does not receive it. For now, you can do
it. So item 4 down below, relating to from below upward. Sorry, from above downward. Do not forget that we are not discussing corporeal concepts whatsoever. Instead, something that is more pure is called higher, and something that is more coarse and worse is called lower. Anything that can be perceived as expansion of light from the emanator and its permeation in the emanated being is regarded primarily as an innovation or change of form that exists in the emanated being. In other words, it refers to the will to receive that does not exist in the emanator and was renewed in him. Because of that, the emanated being is considered to be far, coarse, low, and inferior to the emanator. It is that change of form from the emanator that does all that and separates him from being an emanator to being an emanated being. You should also know that this change of form, namely the will to receive, does not appear at once, but rather it is conceived slowly over four phases. Its form is complete only in Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase. It therefore turns out that the entire form of its will to receive is very frail, meaning the first phase of the four phases. This phase is regarded as the closest to the emanator. More important, purer, and higher. Because the change in form in her is not as great as in the three phases that follow. Bchina Bet, the second phase, whose desire is greater than Bchina Aleph, the first phase, is regarded as farther from the emanator. More coarse, lower, and indeed inferior to the first phase, Bchina Aleph. Finally, Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase, is the farthest from the emanator, lower, coarser and inferior to all of them. That is why the Ari writes that the line extends from above downward, meaning from the first b'china phase to the fourth, which is the lowest. The above matter of above and below was innovated with the emergence of the line. Before the line illuminated, meaning during the tzimtzum, the restriction, there was no up or down there. However, after she received the light merely as a line, meaning not in all four b'chinot, but only in her first three b'chinot, but b'china dalet, the fourth phase, remained dark without light. Only now did it become known that b'china dalet is low, coarse, and inferior, and that the three preceding b'chinot are established on top of her, according to how pure and closer to the emanator they are. However, during the restriction, when the light left all four b'chinot at once, that discernment or distinction among the degrees had not yet occurred.
So I hope that you're all starting to be impressed more by his desire to convey feelings here, so that inside we will feel what's the meaning of Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled, how the light is impressed, how the will to receive is impressed by the light, how it transforms, how it responds. That's the important part. That's the important part, and not us relating to it through our intellects. It needs to be only through the emotion, because the vessel is the will to receive, not the intellect. The intellect exists only in order to assist us in guiding the will. But it's not that the knowledge itself does anything. Only the focus group, please.
Focus group.
Rav,
is it true to say that the line, or thanks to the line, the created being even has some discernments because...
A connection with the creator. The line, the kav, is the connection between the created being and the creator. It's the bestowal of the creator upon the created being and the opportunity of the created being to rise and connect to the degree of the creator.
And he also explains here that the line reached all the way to B'china Dalet, but he didn't feel it. Is this the issue of the two states that the created always exist in the created being, this gap thanks to which we can even feel something?
I don't know. I do not wish to go into that for the time being. And don't ask such questions. Rather, only about what's written. The line is what extends from the creator to the created being for the time being. Only from the creator to the created being. There's no response yet from the created being towards the creator, but when it will come, it will also be through that line. That's it. That's the line of communication. Because the light is clothed in the will, and the form in which the will and the light connect is called a kav, a line. New York 4.
Yes, thank you, Rav. After the restriction and the kav forms, which Bihina has the closest connection to the Creator? Bihina Aleph or Bihina Dalet?
Bihina Aleph or Bihina Dalet?
The closest b'china to the Creator is the b'china of Shoresh in the Kav. Later, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and the last b'china which is furthest away from the Creator is b'china Daled, in which there is the greatest, the biggest will to receive. And therefore, the restriction happened in her.
Rav,
Rab, I'm
trying and trying, but it's like Chinese. What do I need to do in order to truly feel what you're saying?
You need to study quietly. That's what you need to do, to study quietly and to try to learn what we learn, meaning how to change your will, not to activate your mind, but your heart, to try, instead of these vessels you have, try to restrict and expand and be above meaning in your qualities of bestowal or below. And by that, you will begin to feel the materials we study. You yourself will become that matter, that substance of creation and not a beast.
Is it something I can I be assisted by the friends, by the group?
Yes.
What should I do?
Try more to connect to them. And so, start changing, be more sensitive, integrate with them. That's the safest thing, that will most assuredly help. So integrating them and be envious of them. You know that you're the worst in the group. So, if not, then I'm telling you. So you need to start feeling that it is so. It will help you more than anything. Now, excuse me, this is enough.
Again, item 5, prior to the restriction, he and his name were one, and the mind cannot attain him. Prior to these four worlds, Olamot, Ein Sof was as he and his name are one, in wondrous and concealed unity. Not even the angels that are close to him have the might, the force and the attainment of Ein Sof, for there is not a created mind that can attain him. For he has no place, no boundary, no name.
And what is 9 below?
Item 9 below relates to the four worlds called Atzilut, Bri'ah, Yetzirah, Asiyah. See above item, which contain all the Olamot, the worlds. Before all that, meaning before the Tzimtzum, the restriction, these four Bchinot were not considered to be one above the other, but rather as simple unity. The meaning of simple unity is that there is no difference of degrees between the light and the Kli, but rather he and his name are one.
Yeah. Meaning before all the differences that the desire does in the light feels the desire, there's no difference between the light and the desire, between the light and Kli. There's no really Kli, you could say. It's Kli of itself, and that's what's happening. And then after that,
so item 10 relates that he is one and his name is one. He,
there's a difference,
implies the Or Elyon. His name implies the will to receive that is necessarily there. His name is, in Gematria, Ratzon, a desire, implying the will to receive.
Meaning about the will to receive and the light were such that the gap between them was not disclosed. Rather, the light and the desire were together. It's a state we can't understand. How can it be? But we say that the Creator created the desire. Meaning the desire also came out of, in order to bestow, out of love, out of the Creator Himself. But there's a difference. The quality of the Creator is the will to bestow, the desire to give, to love. And what He created, bar, outside of Him, is the will to receive. But
Both of them come out of the Creator. Rather, one is Him Himself, and the other thing is what He did, especially in order to show who He is, for there to be a created being that would get to know Him. So, from the beginning, when it comes out, there's no difference between the light.
It says, for there is not a created mind that can attain Him, for He has no place, no boundary, no name. Why does it say no name?
You cannot define or cannot name a phenomenon that you don't understand or you don't feel. What he's writing about here, you cannot feel and define further. Rather, it's Ein Sof, meaning no limit, no boundary. Without it, you cannot attain it. As created beings, we can attain anything only between two limits, from here to there. When you enter a place where you can see no boundaries, you say, I'm in Ein Sof, infinity. Let's say they throw you into space, out in the cosmos. You see nothing. Let's say no stars or anything. Everything is black. You're spinning with your head over your feet, Ein Sof. Only when you have a certain point from which you can begin to count, to measure, to feel, then you say, no, there's something, a beginning of something. And if there's a beginning, there's an end. And then you can begin to relate. That's why our first point in our development is to reach the point of connection between us and the Creator. And then we'll understand, we'll feel, I'm sorry, that we are not in Ein Sof. We're in Ein Sof right now. We have this world, something imaginary around us. It's a fantasy. But relative to the upper world, the spiritual world, we are without a feeling. We cannot demonstrate it. We cannot sense it. So it means that we are in the world of Ein Sof. So give me something, an end of something. No, there's nothing. So that's our work, to begin to feel the point of connection, our point of connection with the Creator. And then we enter. We begin to enter the world of Ein Sof, but we already carve an ending in it, a limit, but gradually according to our desire. Soon. Where are we?
No. Florida.
Yeah, so we call Him the beginning and the end, and we have names for the Creator. So we can start to feel Him. So there's something there that we can look at and relate to and start to feel
Him. When we begin to attain spirituality, we begin to name things. We're going to talk about naming shortly in Istaklut Pnimit of Part 1.
My friend is asking, can you explain the living God's Bina?
אם אפשר להסביר מה זה אלוקים חיים, בינה.
כתר אנחנו לא משיגים.
The Keter is beyond our attainment. From Keter, we get two forces. The force of reception and the force of bestowal. The desire that exists in Chokhmah is the light of Chokhmah and the light of Chassadim in Bina. With these two lights, we need to attain all of creation. The light of Bina means the correction of creation. The light of Chokhmah means is the light of the purpose of creation. Therefore, with the light of Bina, we attain the light of Chokhmah. That's how we operate את אפור.
Rav, buongiorno. Che cosa fare quando studiamo tutte queste cose che sono talmente alte e sublimi?
What should I do when we study all these things that are so exalted? I have a sensation of shame that everything I do isn't enough to reach these states that we're speaking about.
Even little kids, it's good for them to look at the grown-ups, the more successful, more special ones, so they'll get a direction for their development. So it's good. We, the little ones, can see and somehow receive an impression from them. In the middle, it's difficult for us. In the middle, they have great work, patsufim, sfirot, ibui, nikah, mochin, all those things. We get easily confused, but in the end, when we hear about the end point, how the corrected parts of fame exist, we think that somehow we understand it. And little kids can connect better to older people, the elderly, and less to people in their 30s, 40s, but other people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, they can find a connection with them. There's a special connection between kids and the elderly. And by studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, we receive a special impression by learning about vessels that are at the end of their correction. Because it's a bit clearer to us what's happening. PT 19.
Saying that the absence comes before the existence because there's no light without a vessel. What is building that kli actually? How do you build it in the end?
When you feel that you don't have the quality of bestowal, the quality of connection, quality of unity, quality of love, all those things that you can define as the qualities of the Creator. You can ascribe to him, not only to him, but also to his actions. To him, about him, you can't really talk about, but we can talk about his actions towards us. We say, from your actions, we shall know you. Are you going to speak or am I? I'll let you speak. Go ahead. No, what's that? He's saying because if he doesn't feel a deficiency, he has no need to draw a fulfillment. I'm asking about this deficiency we're constantly talking about. How do I acquire that deficiency with the kli, the spite of the kli? Rav, I don't know. You have your group. You have your 10. You should get your deficiency for connection from them. And if you don't receive it, ask them to help you. Ask them to help you, explain to you, why aren't you feeling a deficiency for connection? Tell them, it's written, I should receive a deficiency for connection from you, and I don't have it. I'm indifferent. I live like that among you. They tell me to come, I come. Tell me to speak, I speak. I'm like this, I'm like that, but a deficiency that is eating me from within, I don't have it.
Deficiency. What are you speaking about? What is the deficiency?
This deficiency is a deficiency for a kli. Where if we will bestow to one another, want to connect with one another, by that we wish to feel the general force of bestowal called the Creator.
So that's the only thing I can build a kli with, only with such a deficiency?
Of course, your kli is the connection in the 10.
It's not enough that I come to the morning lesson and I sit with the friends?
Yeah.
How do I build a kli between them? I don't understand this.
It's been 20 years in this. What's up with you?
I sit with them. What deficiencies can I see in them?
That they want to connect.
Oh, that's a thing.
What?
No, I'm asking if that's the thing.
Do you feel that they have it or not?
I see they're making efforts. They hardly wake up. I see their faces. They want to cry, but except for that, I don't see a deficiency in them. I know they wake up to say that they have a deficiency.
They come and they want to cry because they have you.
They're crying because of me.
Yeah, because you are the one who are preventing them from completing the connection. Gilad.
I'm always asking, I have this, a person that does everything in the 10 and nothing in the simulation, can he advance in something?
No, but this is already from the connection in the 10, when they ask themselves, what else are we lacking to advance? They'll understand that they need dissemination, because dissemination is the strengthening of the 10. If we have this circle in the 10, I mean, to reinforce that circle, then naturally we'll feel that we lack additional support from the outside, the external achap. But if we lack the circle, if we don't have a 10, we won't feel a need for dissemination, a true need from within our structure. Whereas once we come to connection in the 10, we almost immediately feel how we can strengthen ourselves. This is by attaching to us additional such circles.
I think it's clear what you're saying, but I'm saying whether he feels it or not, if he just takes some role, because today I feel, tomorrow I won't feel, it's holding something stable.
Yes, if we wish to advance, then I awaken the dawn, it's called. I need to awaken these vessels. If I go out, even now, without us being truly connected to the 10, in a complete 10, if now as well we are working to disseminate, it will advance us, of course. I spoke about it more than once. And sadly, what can I say? I don't think they hear me. What can I do? We're entering more difficult states. The world and us. Because our work is not adapted to what the Creator is giving. We are lagging behind.
I'd
like to help scrutinize that
our connection is not powerful enough to stop humanity's deterioration. Humanity is deteriorating more and more. Coronavirus is spreading. There's a growing number of conflicts between countries, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Turkey and France, inside Europe, something. It's constantly, daily, you have additional separation between people, distancing. Look what's happening with the virus. There's a few other viruses on the way. We can stop it only with the connection between us. We can influence the whole world. That's clear to us. Because we don't have in us this general force, the godly force. But once we connect between us, you'll see how much you work. You'll see how much you can bestow. You'll see how people will hear what you're saying. They will draw from it, not intellectually. They will be attracted from within to what you're writing. We must increase the connection between us as much as possible. This is the problem.
А что это за ну вот минимальная хотя бы ступень объединения, которая нам нужна, чтобы вот это?
What's the minimum degree of connection do we need to stop the?
When we feel there's one kind of spirit between us, and it exists between us, it circulates between us, and from this spirit, this mood, this we can influence all the other tens and the Creator, we can bestow to them, and we'll feel how, to a small degree, we resemble Him, and He can fill us. He can fill us to the extent that we connect, even on the lowest degree of connection, above our ego, when we connect a tiny bit.